Good morning, 641-41 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. We have a candidate to interview here, Jeff Peacock, a local kid. I say kid because everybody's a kid to me. No, but we'll get to him in just 1 second. Before that, I did want to answer one piece of question we got on the text line at 437-1620. A lot of people are waking up this morning trying to figure out if they got to go to work, how to get to work, how to get their car de-iced, and what about the snow on the sidewalk or on their driveway or whatever. And somebody said, do you have any advice for shoveling? My one piece of advice for shoveling is take it easy. Take it easy. You don't know this because it doesn't ever happen here, but I will tell you, in the north, people die all the time from heart attacks shoveling snow. It's way more exerting than you think it is. So just go slow, take your time, take rests. Trust me, like, that's a real thing. That's not a myth. That is a real thing. Jeff Peacock, he is a from Century originally, but he now lives in Pace. He teaches at Navarre High School, and he is a candidate for the seat vacated by Matt Gaetz when President Trump nominated him to be Attorney General. And he is running one of the field of 10 in the Republican side in the primary that is in 6 days. Jeff Peacock, welcome to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Well, good morning, Andrew. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. So, tell me why you want to be a congressman. It's you've never been in politics, but there's a lot of people that have never been in politics and they jump to different levels. Why do you want to be a congressman?
Yeah, I think that we need more regular folks in Congress. I don't think that money and power should be a prerequisite for running for office. And as you mentioned, I grew up in Century, small town up at the north end of Escambia County, and I'm a teacher here in Santa Rosa County now. I just think we need more regular folks in Congress who don't necessarily have all the money in the world or all the political contacts, but actually know what it's like to have to get up every morning, go to work, come home, pay some bills, and get up the next day and do the same thing. And that's why I'm running for Congress, because I want to represent folks like that.
So I always like to ask the challenge question, if there is one. I usually kind of wait till the end, but this is so relevant at the beginning, I'll ask it now. The criticism would go something like this. Shouldn't you at least get a little bit of legislative experience? Be a county commissioner, be a city council member, run for the state house, something like that. It just, because Congress is a lot of like the bureaucracy of it, the protocol of it, the doing of it is not so easy. I totally understand the fresh perspective, regular person, kind of Mr. Smith goes to Washington, or in your case, Mr. Peacock goes to Washington, and I admire that. But somebody might say, well, why not get at least a little bit of that experience first?
Yeah, no, that's a valid argument, and I certainly understand that perspective, but I would counter that argument by saying, look, I think, someone like me who, works for a living every day, I think we've got a lot of practical experience that, frankly, could be used in D.C. So, would it be good to understand how a piece of legislation is handled in committee and, how it's marked up and all that kind of stuff? Yeah. But that's the stuff you can learn. You can learn that when you get up there. But things like character and integrity and actually hard work and understanding how regular folks live, that's not something you can learn. That's something you have to live. And that's the perspective I think I can bring.
In a field of 10, it's hard to stand out, as you know. What makes you stand out? Why should I cast my, it's not going to take a lot of votes to win this thing, but why should I cast my scarce vote for Jeff Peacock?
Yeah, well, I think the most important thing, in the context of this race is the fact that I actually am one of you. As you mentioned earlier, I was born here. I'm a native of the First District, grew up in Century. I live here. I live here in Pace, and I work here in Navarre. And I think, it should be a basic requirement that if you're going to represent a district, you be a part of that community. And as we all know, not all the candidates are from here. We have, I would say, the candidate that has a lot of the money and a lot of the endorsements, they don't even live in this district, which is crazy to me that someone would run to try to represent a district that they don't even live in. The other thing that sets me apart is going back to what we were talking about earlier. I'm just a regular guy. I'm not a career politician that's been in government forever. I've been out working a regular job, and that job has been as a teacher. So I offer a very unique perspective on education. If you think of all the different professions that could really impact future generations of Americans, I can't think of many that impact that more than being a teacher. So I offer a very unique perspective on, sending our future generations of America to lead us.
We're talking to Jeff Peacock. He's a candidate for the Congressional District 1 seat vacated by Matt Gaetz. Of course, that primary comes up in 6 days. Back to Jeff Peacock, candidate for District 1. All right, Jeff, so I give you your magic legislative wand, and you get to create three things in Congress. I mean, many times congressmen get no bills passed at all. It's a very difficult process to work through, and there's a razor-thin majority for the Republicans in the House right now. But what are your priorities? What are your top three things?
Yeah, so my top three things would be, number one, education. I am one of those folks who believes that we should eliminate the Department of Education because, frankly, I think it's very difficult for anyone to define what the Department of Education does. So it has a $238 billion budget and really doesn't do anything, so I would eliminate the Department of Education and bring our educational system and educational control back to our local communities, our local parents, our local teachers. Get rid of the federal bureaucracy. The second thing is I would make sure that we take care of our veterans and also our active duty service members. I think it is a travesty that we have active duty military that are living off of food stamps. And I would make sure that we live up to the commitments that we made to both our veterans and our active duty service members. And finally, I'm kind of an old-fashioned fiscal conservative Republican who believes that we should have a balanced budget. I think having over $30 trillion in debt that we're passing on to our future generations is absolutely inconceivable. And I'm a big supporter of the balanced budget amendment. I would love to see us have a balanced budget amendment where we get our debt under control and become fiscally responsible once again.
Yeah, interesting priorities. The education one is interesting. Of course, you're a teacher, which gives you, direct experience, at least, of working in that field. From a military perspective, somebody might say, and again, this is the kind of questions people are asking when they're thinking about you as a candidate. Okay, you want to help with the military, but there are three or four, I'd have to count real quick in my head, veterans running against you in this race. Why would I, if I care about military things, why would I elect Jeff as opposed to Jeff the teacher as opposed to one of the other candidates who's a veteran?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, I come from a military family. So my dad was a World War II veteran. He was actually at Pearl Harbor on December 7th, 1941. So I have a special appreciation for veterans and also the perspective of their families as well. Now, I will say that there are some fine veterans in this race, and I certainly respect their service. I would have been one of those veterans if when I went for my physical my junior year in high school, I had passed the physical, but unfortunately that ended my military plan. So unfortunately I can't have that bragging point. But
you were going to enlist and you got medical deferred or disqualified?
Exactly.
Okay.
I still remember the day I went for my physical over at Corey Field over in Pensacola. And that was the end of my military career, unfortunately.
Very, very short. The other one is you mentioned, wanting to have a balanced budget. And, in this field, of course, in this particular era in the Republican Party, President Trump is the big influence. Obviously, he has endorsed, somebody else. But the question is, how much do you align with him philosophically or politically? And when you say balanced budget, I mean, Trump is clearly not a balanced budget guy. He almost doesn't care about the debt. He's written it out of the Republican platform entirely. How do you work in an environment where the leader of the party doesn't have your own view on fiscal responsibility?
Yeah, well, and when it comes to President Trump's agenda, I certainly align very closely on most things. But unlike some of the other candidates in this race who will say categorically, I will agree with President Trump on everything, at the end of the day, my allegiance is for the First District of Florida, not for any individual. And so when I get up there, I'm going to do what's best for the First District of Florida. So I'll certainly work with anyone that is on the same page with me. And then if someone's not on the same page with me about something, I certainly will work to, I think I'm a pretty good salesman, and I'll work to convince them that they should see my perspective on that. When we talk about the debt, I agree. I mean, I think that's a problem that's been created by both parties. Both Republican and Democrat administrations are responsible for it. And, I think they both deserve some of the blame for it. And like I say, when I get up there, I want to be able to convince them how important that issue is, because at the end of the day, we cannot continue to live on, unlimited credit limit credit card that we're passing on the obligations to future generations. It's just not right, and we can't continue to do it.
All right, last question for you. Talking to Jeff Peacock. He is a teacher at Navarre High School. He lives in Pace. He's from Century. He's running for Congressional District 1, the seat that is open right now in the primary that is 6 days from now. This is going to be the hardest question for you to answer. Okay, you ready, Jeff? This is the hardest one. Okay, no, it's serious. You teach algebra. Why intermediate algebra? You know, algebra 2, I'm guessing. And so my question is, how can any of us ever vote for somebody that inflicts that upon people?
Well, that is a difficult question. So I guess and it's actually the first time I've been asked that, so I really don't have a ready answer for it. But what I can say is, look, you know, our world operates on math. Math is as much an art as a science, and it's a beautiful thing. And, you know, I just encourage people to go out and just think about all the different ways that math is used in your everyday life, and you'll realize the importance.
An unapologetic math apologist. I appreciate that. And look, I mean, I don't, you know, how many people in Congress are good at math? I know you'll be good at math if you're in Congress, and that's a skill that not everybody has. Jeff Peacock, he's a candidate for District 1 in the congressional race coming up on Tuesday as the actual primary. Jeff, I appreciate anybody who runs for office, even though I will also say I hate that there are 10 people in this race, because that's a crazy time. But I appreciate anybody stepping up and being willing to offer themselves for public service. And I wish you the best of luck, both as a teacher and as a candidate. And we'll see what happens next week. Thank you for the time this morning, sir.
Thank you, Andrew. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely.